It's obviously to move up and pick Russ. We've set out to really try to add some, new young players at certain spots, and the interior offensive line, offensive center, was one target. And this is a guy that we've kind of been able to pick the guys we felt really good about, and he's another one. He was an impressive guy on tape, and I had an opportunity to meet him in Indy. He really, he's one of those guys who comes off as a guy like that speaks and carries himself like you want to have throughout your football team. And he was a leader there at North Carolina. Everybody spoke so highly of him. He's a big, strong man, and tough, and which we need to have to compete and win against the people we play in our division. So we think he has those attributes.
42 reps at the combine.
I think he did one more than that at his pro day. Or somebody said 43, so I don't know. But something. Maybe that was just maybe we embellished on one. That's a lot, Dave.
That's a lot.
I think a couple years ago we had the guys that did, 40 or something. We had three guys, Orson and Zeitler and Brandon Thompson. They were the high point. Let's have playoffs. Just play.
As far as his strength, I mean, would you say his strength is more in run blocking or pass blocking?
No, they've been in one of those offenses, as you know, that's been wide open, wide open offense that spreads the field. They've not huddled up, and so we really. And Paul can speak a little bit more to it, but Paul really feels like he has a great opportunity to really grow and take some positive steps as a football player, because he's been in an offense where they haven't huddled. And so everything's done at the line of scrimmage and so forth. So we really think that, making the conversion and adjustment will really put, he can really take big strides coming here as a football player. Well, he's that kind of guy intellectually. Obviously we can't judge their system until we get the player here,
yeah,
and go from there. So, but as I told you, in our room in Indy, Paul spent other time with him there at North Carolina and so forth. He's what we're looking for.
What do you like about
him? I think he can block the big nose guards. He was really the only big center in the draft, and we'd been – oh, shoot, we talked about him last round taking him, and then they did a great job. Duke did a great job getting the trade done, and we were really happy. It was a good deal. But I think he can block the big nose guards that we see every week in our division. I think he's tough. I think he's a leader. He's strong. He had one of the higher Wunderlich scores at the combine, so he is a smart guy. He didn't process, as Marvin said, he didn't process the way an NFL team would, because they don't have the multiple calls, checks, audibles, et cetera, in their fast-paced offense. So they just kind of call plays, and so he'll have to learn that. But I think he'll get that pretty quick, and there's really nothing about him I don't like.
As far as the need to move up, was that something before today started that you guys had in mind that?
Yeah, when we met this morning, it was something we discussed, that, that Duke's been busy all morning trying to facilitate that, sometimes it's difficult to do, but Seattle had two picks. I think they had 108 and 111 or whatever they had. They made a pick, the last pick, and they were trying to trade it, and so we were able to trade for this one.
Yeah, ever wanted to do it. I even got a text from Jack Brennan that said, we need to trade up to get Bodine.
that was supposed to be a prayer.
As long as you watch tape to make those kind of decisions, that's all we care about.
As far as, he's a big, big, strong guy, hold the point, block the nose guards and all that. How is he getting to the second level? Is he pretty athletic that way, too?
You know what? I think he needs to, he needs to improve that part of his game, but. His measurables, his speed, his agilities, all those things at the combine are very good. He's got that ability, and I think, he'll grow, and he'll eventually be good at that.
Is he strictly center, or is he versatile and could do other
things? He played guard against Old Dominion. He looked pretty good. But I'm thinking he's going to compete right away. He's going to compete to be the starting center.
Okay. Poor Hugh.